Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's Meowijuana.com. Meowawana.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Monday, and that, of course, means Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and there's a lot to talk about from over the weekend. Normally, we play you a lot of audio clips. We'll do that. But in addition, there's a lot to talk about, a lot to digest from what happened over the weekend, beginning with the White House Correspondents' Dinner. They call it the Nerd Prom, where all these nerdy people who are news people dress up in tuxedos and gowns, and they all of a sudden they look not professional, but like a bunch of party animals. It was disgusting. The president called it a disgrace. We're talking about Michelle Wolf, the comedian nobody's heard about. She does stuff on The Daily Show, and she's got a new Netflix series, I guess, that begins. But she was sometimes funny, but most of the time she was just foul-mouthed and was offensive. Victor Jakes, you've been reading all about this thing. I'm not sure if you sat around on Saturday to watch it. But what was your impression of what happened Saturday night in our nation's capital?
Well, it was disgusting. I mean, there's just no excuse in terms of, you know, everyone understands that there's going to be jokes about the current administration. That's fine. But when you start getting personal, when you start attacking Sarah Huckabee Sanders in such a personal and vile
way. When she's sitting right there, like 3 feet from you.
Yeah, sitting right there, they were at the same head table together. Trump obviously goes and does his rallies, but, you know, if I was any member of the Trump administration, there is zero chance I would go back to that thing ever again. The media, you know, this is not just, okay, everyone's going to laugh and have a good time. This is, you know, trying to be as personal as possible and crude, too. I mean, it's not just that they're being personally insulting. They're just being crude about it.
Let me just ask you, though, this whole notion that we need an event like this. There are people now, even some Democrats we've been hearing from, that say maybe this White House Correspondents' Dinner has outlived its usefulness. Yes, they give out scholarships, and they talk about the First Amendment. There are other ways you can do that. without making this thing a spectacle and without making a fool of oneself. I mean, this is – should we judge the news media on this? This, to me, is right up the alley of the lamestream media. I mean, this to me, reinforces what we've all known about the lamestream media. They're a bunch of flaming liberals who really don't care about you and me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I think what this shows is that, you know, it's the media likes to put up this mask that says, you know, oh, look, we're neutral. We just care about the truth. The First Amendment, that's all we care about. And then they have this event that they host, that they put on. I think it's the Bloomberg correspondent is the president of this organization, and she's the one who chose out, you know, Bloomberg is supposed to be a straight news organization, and here's their White House correspondents hiring a comedian who, you know, can't go a few sentences without saying something that should be bleeped out on TV. And so, you know, yes, again, I think that this, especially for conservatives, just confirms exactly the media are who we thought they are, in the famous words of Dennis Green. They are a bunch of liberals. They want to destroy the Trump administration, and it's not just about policy. It's a personal vendetta.
Okay, Margaret Talev is the lady that you're talking about, the president of the White House Correspondents Association, and I was listening to her being interviewed by Wolf Blitzer over the weekend, in fact, yesterday, and I was waiting in some way for an apology, or, you know, this really wasn't the best idea or the best utilization of those 15 minutes. And there was no apology coming.
My only regret is that, to some extent, those 15 minutes are now defining 4 hours of what was a really wonderful and unifying night. And I don't want the cause of unity to be undercut.
You're saying a celebration of the First Amendment was overshadowed by Wolf's raunchy jokes.
Well, I mean, to some extent, now look, the comedian, when the entertainer is a comedian, and as has been the case for most of the last 30 years or so, they are often controversial. They are often, you know, to some extent, polarizing or at least provocative.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's a night about free speech. So by tradition, we do not vet their monologue. We don't censor it. We don't even see it. In fact,
you don't see the jokes beforehand. That's interesting.
I did sneak down to the rehearsal and walkthrough just in case, but she wouldn't give anything up. So,
do you think she crossed a line?
I think that she brought to the night what she thought was important to say, and that her goal may not have been press unity and everyone rallying around the room to support journalism. But look, I invited her, and I invited her because I thought that she's a talented comedian who had a message to deliver, and she did deliver a message. I delivered a message too.
Yeah.
My message is the one that I hope represents the press corps and certainly represents me. It was about my own personal experiences, my family experiences, why I believe that journalism is so important.
Tell me about choosing her, though. Why select her this year?
Look, I mean, she's a comedian on the rise, and she's a woman. And 2017, 2018, 2016, these were all important years for women. I thought she was provocative and had a message to deliver, and she did deliver it.
Well, yeah, she delivered the message, but it has stoked a lot of controversy. And I know that's what they generally like to do, but not quite like that, not with a foul-mouthed speaker. It is interesting that as of yesterday morning, there was no apology. Then later in the day, the White House Correspondents Association joined in on the criticism. This is the official statement. Last night's program was meant to offer a unifying message about our common commitment to a vigorous and free press while honoring civility, great reporting, and scholarship winners, not to divide people. That was the statement from Margaret Talev. Unfortunately, the entertainer's monologue was not in the spirit of that mission. And she is, as you mentioned, a Bloomberg News person. Talev went on to say, every day we are working hard to advocate for our members and ensure coverage that benefits the public, and the dinner is an important opportunity to highlight and mention our essential work. The association leader, however, did defend her decision to have Wolf perform. Her goal might not have been press unity and everyone rallying around the room to support journalism, but look, I invited her, And I invited her because I thought that she was a talented comedian with a message to deliver, which essentially same thing she told Brian Stelter at CNN. I don't know. Was that an apology?
Well, you know, it's so funny how the press will attack politicians for using talking points and spin. And it turns out they're very good at the same thing. You know, I thought the key phrase in that was, you know, the unity of the night. Well, actually, you did show the unity of the night. How much most media correspondents hate conservatives, hate Republicans, and obviously hate Donald Trump. And I think that was the message that got sent loud and clear. I mean, there is zero chance. We had 8 years of evidence that they would never have dreamed of doing something like this to President Obama. And, you know, they should be thanking President Trump. There has never been a more vigorous media committed to the First Amendment when it came to President Trump. You know, all of a sudden journalists decided, oh, it's time to start investigating the White House. This is a good thing to do. So they should be thanking President Trump for helping them, giving them the inspiration to do their jobs again.
Speaking of the president, he flew to Washington. No. Not that Washington. Washington, Michigan. Yeah, Michigan. They always call it up there. They always call it Michigan. It's to you and me, it's Michigan, but I know. Anyway, he went to Washington, Michigan. For a campaign rally-like speech, it was vintage Donald Trump. And by the way, coming up later in this hour, about 9:45, I'm going to replay really what was the meat of that speech. It was incredible. He went after everybody, including John Tester of Montana. We'll talk about that. Did the president do the right thing, or should he have gone to the correspondents' dinner? Again, if he'd gone to the correspondents' dinner, he would have been able to fight back. He would have gotten his speech. Did he do the right thing? We'll talk about that. Victor Jakes joining us, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's all straight ahead, live and local now.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, I'm Judge Leon Aberstury, and I'm running for the Nevada Supreme Court Seat C. Too many judges lose focus on the fact that they are public servants. The courtrooms provided by the citizens of the state of Nevada belong to the people of Nevada. Judges must remember that they preside over a courtroom. They do not own it. I, Judge Leon Aberstury, believe that the core mission of any court system is to resolve the problems that people bring to a court in a timely manner after giving the parties a fair opportunity to be heard. Judges must use common sense and apply the laws passed by the legislature. Appellate courts must respect the separation of powers and the roles of the legislature and executive branches. I believe that our courts should not lose focus on the fact that the courts are affecting real lives. Appellate judges should not rule in the abstract and must always consider the human impact their decisions will have. People deserve to have their cases treated with dignity. Please cast your vote for Judge Leon Aberstury. Paid for by the LA for Justice Campaign Fund.
I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I referred Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to kevinwallradio.com.
They got Tesla, we got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Oh, yeah. That's, by the way, just so you know, Victor Jake's joining us. Three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He joins us, and I'm curious. The president went to Washington, not Washington, D.C., but Washington, Michigan, or Michigan, as they like to say. Did he make the right move? Would he have been better served going to the dinner, being able to respond in kind without the obscenities? That would have been something to see.
I think he definitely made the right move by going to and doing a campaign rally. I mean, what he's saying is, I'm not going to play your game. Say you're the fake media, and I really believe it. I'm not going to your big event. I'm not giving you any credence or credibility. And, in fact, I'm going to go somewhere else and make some of you go cover me. I love that. I think that's tremendous. I think his base, his supporters love it. And, you know, the people who are in the middle, they don't care about the correspondence dinner one way or the other. So I think that is a terrific play, and that's before the disaster on Saturday. And I think just contrasting that, just makes his decision look so good, even to those on the left. They may not admit it, but, I mean, well played.
What is it about the president that makes these campaign-like rallies so entertaining? I mean, I started watching, and I couldn't turn away. It was that good.
I mean, this is how he won the presidency. I mean, he's great on the stump. You remember that conversation his team had with Kasich when they were considering Kasich for VP, and he said, basically, you do the policy, and, Trump will focus on making America great again. Just basically code for, I'm going to go around and have, big rallies with crowds who really love me. But of all the things that he's good at, I mean, that is one of the things that he is just great at. And so play to the strengths every chance he gets, I think it's a good thing.
And you know what? As I look ahead to the midterms in November, and I look and I say, gosh, I wonder if the president would revert back to campaign mode and do not one of those things in Washington, Michigan, but do Washington, Michigan, Kansas City, Denver, and Las Vegas all in one day like he used to do. You think he ever would?
Yeah, I think he would love to. I personally, that seems like the part of the job he really enjoys the most, aside from, like, tweaking people on Twitter. But I think the question is, is that a net benefit to Republicans? You know, his negatives are still very high. Democrats are very motivated to come out and vote against him. So does him coming to somewhere, does that boost Republican turnout enough to justify, the Democrats being mad? In some places, I definitely think it does. I don't know if Las Vegas is one of those places, but certainly in conservative part of the country, I think he's going to do that all over the place.
And by the way, I watch a lot of Major League Baseball. I've got that Major League Baseball extra innings package where you can see any Major League game from any market. And one of the things I'm starting to see is political advertising. I saw watching the Cardinals in Pittsburgh yesterday. I saw the and I forget the name of the candidate, but the candidate was it was like multiple candidates running for a U.S. Senate seat, and they were running against Joe Manchin in West Virginia, adjacent, and every candidate was trying to outdo the other one being pro-Trump. No, I'm the pro-Trump candidate. No, you're a Johnny-come-lately. You supported Ted Cruz in the beginning. It's like, who's the authentic pro-Trump? And they're all wrapping themselves up in Trump. And I'm wondering if there are going to be other folks that do that, even here in the state of Nevada, they're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between a primary and a general, and certainly there's a difference between West Virginia and almost anywhere else in the country. I mean, that is Trump country. That's one place certainly where I think Trump can really come in and say, look, I've got to have a Republican in the Senate. Even though the Joe Manchin has tried to position himself as a moderate, you know, he needs a vote for majority leader. Trump needs a Republican vote for majority leader. So you're certainly going to see that in the primary. I mean, you're not going to win a primary here in Nevada if you oppose the president. I think that's, you know, one of the reasons that Danny's got such a good chance in CD3 is that, you know, he's got a credible case to make that the president endorsed him or at least wanted him to run in the CD3. And that's a big, big deal. I mean, I think the Republicans in Nevada are some of the most passionate Trump supporters. It doesn't play as well with the Indies, certainly not with the Democrats, but you've got to have the president's support if you're going to turn out Republicans.
There is a new polling out, in particular on the U.S. Senate race. We're going to be talking about that. And just out of curiosity, has anything changed dramatically now that Danny Tarkanian is in the CD3 race? Has anything changed for Dean Heller after Danny Tarkanian made that move to the CD3 race? Is it still going to be a tough battle with Jackie Rosen?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was always going to be a tough battle. I think Danny going to the CD3 race allowed him to save some money, allowed Republicans, I think, to rally around Dean Heller, and it allowed, you know, Dean to start moving back to the middle. There, he put out a press release last week from an organization and he bragged that he was the fifth most bipartisan senator in the country. And so, you know, general election Dean is back in fine form. But, I mean, to be fair, he probably needs to be that candidate to win the election. So, it's hard to, you know, the Obamacare vote was terrible, but running towards the middle in a general election is going to be a good strategy.
I want to ask you about that, though. To be bragging that you are the fifth most compromising senator in Congress, I don't know that I'd be bragging on that. Certainly not as you're. It just doesn't seem like folks want that anymore. They want somebody that's going to adhere to their deeply held core beliefs.
Well, you know, the problem is that you've got.
And in fact, I'll tell you what. We're going to come back because we got to take a break. We'll do that. And I'm going to ask him about this notion of bragging about being a compromiser. Is that really, in today's world, good? We'll talk about that more coming up. Live and local now. It is live and local now. So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Chelsea at the controls. Jameson taking a couple of days off. My name is Kevin Wall. Victor Jake's joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And for the record, he is also a citizen soldier who goes off one weekend a month and does the Army Reserve or? Whoops, I'm sorry?
The Army National Guard.
Army National Guard. I'm going to get that down eventually. Sorry about that. I want to ask you what we were talking about before the break, this whole notion of compromise. And Megan Taylor, Communications Director in Washington for Dean Heller, sent out a release the other day. And in it, they were bragging, and he was bragging, about on some list of the fifth most compromising, bipartisan, reach-across-the-aisle members of Congress. And he is number five on that list. And I kept thinking to myself, is that – do you really want to do – I mean, that sounds like you have no deeply held core beliefs. It sounds like you just kind of float around in the breeze. Is that what a Republican, somebody that wants to be known as a conservative, is that what you want to be known for?
Well, I think the question is, I mean, if you're just looking at it from the electoral standpoint, you know, Heller's challenge is, and I mean, to the same extent, Rosen's challenge is that you've got to turn out your base and then you've got to win the middle, because Nevada is not Alabama and we're not California. You know, you can't run to one of the extremes in a statewide office and win, although Christie, you know, may or may not. You know, but what Rosen has going for her is that her base is going to turn out to oppose Trump no matter what. And so she could, you know, as long as she doesn't come out, you know, against abortion, basically, she could run as far to the center as she wants, and her base is going to come out because they hate Trump. And so what Heller, his balancing act is, he's got to get conservatives, he's got to get Republicans, he's got to get Trump supporters excited, and then they got to fight over the middle. Because if Heller just runs to the Trump supporters, he's going to lose the independents, because Trump is just not popular with the independents in Nevada. And so that's the balancing act. And so I think, you know, what Heller's calculation is, you know, look, I think eventually the Republicans come around. You know, Trump's support of Heller is a big deal for him in terms of that. You know, at the very least, I don't think there's going to be a lot of Republicans who are just, you know, in spite voting against Heller. They may or may not show up, but I don't think they're going to just, you know, not vote for Heller and vote Republican. And so he says, okay, now I got to go to the middle. And so, you know, Nevada is a purple state. And, you know, those are the challenges of running in a purple state.
Want to ask you about the caravan. The caravan has arrived at San Ysidro and other ports of entry along our southern border. This group of folks seeking asylum from countries like Guatemala and other Central American countries. They're here. What should we do about them?
Well, I, you know,
first of all, what are we required to do with them?
Well, you know, and I'm not going to claim to be an expert on asylum, but, you know, my understanding is, you know, if you come here and you say, help, my country is terrible, you know, or it's a word that Trump would use that I can't use, you know, basically you're asking for mercy. You're saying, look, I need your help. And I don't think any country is required to say, well, yes, we will accept you. You know, the country could have a program in place to accept people. And obviously the U.S. does, you know, accept asylum seekers. I think what's hard in this situation is the way it's been portrayed. And I think by the caravan itself, it's basically just a thumb in the eye to the American immigration system. This isn't, you know, we're fleeing oppression. Help us. We're desperate for your help. This is we're coming to your country and you're going to let us in. You know, and just that, to me, that attitude is so different.
Well, and a lot of the people on the caravan said they talked to attorneys en route, that there were attorneys that were counseling them on what to say when you get to the border, when you get to a border patrol agent, you tell them I'm in fear of my life and my family's life, and that those are the magic words that will get you in. My question is, why aren't these people seeking asylum in the first country they come to when they leave Guatemala or other Central American states, or countries, I should say? Why don't they seek asylum in Mexico?
Well, if I had the choice between Mexico and America, I'd come to America too. You know, but I think, again, that's the problem, is this doesn't look like people who are desperate and they're down on their luck. This looks like a coordinated effort to game the U.S. immigration system. And I think that's what frustrates so many conservatives and so many Republicans about the immigration system. It's not necessarily how many people we're letting in or where they're coming in, they're coming from. It's this entitled attitude of, you know, oh, I'm going to come into your country. And, you know, basically they're saying we have more of a right to be in your country than your country has a right to not have us in here. And I think that's a big deal, and I think that's in large part what you know, why Trump's message resonated is he said, look, I'm not going to be the politically correct person. I'm going to go and say this is crazy and it needs to stop. And I think this is a chance for Trump to deliver on some of that rhetoric and say, look, no, we have rules. We have a process. Yes, we are merciful, but, you know, entitlement versus mercy, they're two different things.
One of the things we've seen are some of these protesters, some of these caravan members sitting atop what looks to be about a 20 or 30 foot fence, but they're literally sitting on top of this fence waiting to try and drop down into America, and they're not being allowed to. We don't have enough judges, enough immigration judges to process. Is this reinforcing the Trump call for a border wall?
Yeah, I mean, in many ways, I mean, his campaign couldn't have paid for better advertising than this. I mean, again, just the whole thing. I mean, we knew they were coming for weeks, it's been, that they've been coming and they've been, you know, Mexico's government basically has been helping them, has been, you know, running them through the country. And so, again, it looks like a coordinated effort to bring people into the United States. And then, look, there's our security. What security? There they are on top of the wall. They're taking pictures. And the media are all there. And everyone's, you know, laughing and joking. And it just, it makes us look like a joke. And you know, that's the visual that Trump needs to say, we've got to have a wall. We have to have a real border security system because we don't right now. And we have visual proof of it.
I know there's new polling that is out on the U.S. Senate race. Everybody's been wondering, Jackie Rosen, Dean Heller, what's it going to look like in November? Neither has a primary to speak of. And I guess my question is, well, first of all, what do you make of the new numbers? It shows that it's reasonably close.
Yeah, I think it was 40 for Heller, 39 for Rosen. You know, I think what it shows is that Heller still has a chance, which is, you know, a good thing for Republicans. I think there was a scenario where, you know, he's at, you know, 32% and he's just as toasted. And I think what it also shows is that Rosen isn't very well known, which makes sense. She's been involved in politics for about 15 minutes. And so that's the question is, does Rosen get to define herself as the political outsider, or does Heller get to define her as the Pelosi parrot? And I think that's really where the race comes down to. You know, if Rosen can say, you know, look, I'm just an acceptable problem solver and I'm going to be your voice against Donald Trump, you know, Heller's in trouble. If Heller can say, look, here's someone from the Democratic establishment handpicked by Harry Reid, and that's how the public views her, then he's got a shot. So, you know, that's the question. It's kind of who gets to define Jackie Rosen, because she's not very well known.
I know that you've got to get onto your day job, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll let you go, but thanks so much. Have a great week. And am I right? You're gonna be writing about the Clark County School District.
Clark County School District on Wednesday. Yep. It was great having you on. Thank you.
We'll do it again. There he is. That is Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. Coming up top of the hour, we'll talk about Clark County School District with Kevin Child, a member of the Board of Trustees. All over the country, we got teachers that are protesting. They say that we need to be spending more money on education. We'll see what that's about coming up top of the hour with Kevin Child. He's one of the guys that knows where all the money goes. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Hi, I'm Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. As a mother of three, I am very concerned about our failed educational system here in Southern Nevada. Every legislative session, we allocate more money to a broken system with no improvement. Our children are our most valuable resource. They deserve much better. As a real solution, I will push for school choice, which has proven to be successful in raising performance standards. We must fund educational savings accounts. As I fight for my children, I will fight for yours. Go to electamyjones.com. Paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
This is Danny Tarkanian, your conservative candidate for Congress, asking you to join President Trump and Adam Laxalt in supporting me for Congress. I'm a principled conservative who isn't beholden to special interests on either side of the aisle. That's why insiders from both parties falsely attack and defame me. They know I'll upend the status quo, and that starts with passing congressional term limits. The president and Nevada legislators have term limits. So should the politicians in D.C. I'll stand with President Trump and fight for a secure border. And I'll stand with Adam Laxalt to give Nevadans more choice in their school's education. I'll be a leader on repealing Obamacare. And I'll fight all tax increases. Because raising taxes isn't how we balance the budget. It's how liberals will bankrupt hardworking Americans. I'm Danny Tarkanian, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because Congress needs real reform now. Paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. I promised I'd let you hear what I call the money shot. This is when the president was at his best over the weekend. It was a campaign-style rally, and I thought he was brilliant. Now, this runs a bit long. It runs over 3 minutes, but I wanted to get this all in so that you could hear kind of the essence of what the president was talking about. He went after everybody. The lamestream media, fake news. He went after everybody. Listen to the president of the United States in Washington. No, not that Washington. Washington, Michigan.
The Democrats colluded with lots of other people. Take a look at the intelligence agencies. And what about, hey, and what about Comey? Do you watch him on the interviews? What about Comey? What about Comey? How about that? So Comey, how about this guy Comey? He said the other night, the fake dirty dossier, he said the other night on Fox, He said very strongly, no, I didn't know that it was paid for by the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. He didn't know. He didn't know. How about that? They start something based on a document that was paid for by the DNC and Hillary Clinton. Honestly, folks, let me tell you, it's a disgrace. We got to get back down to business. It's a disgrace what's going on in our country. And they did that to Admiral Jackson. They are doing it to a lot of people. Innuendo. You know, in the old days when the newspapers used to write, they'd put names down. Today they say, sources have said that President Trump, sources. They never say who the source is. They don't have sources. The sources don't exist in many cases. They don't have sources, and the sources in many cases don't exist. These are very dishonest people, many of them. They are very, very dishonest people. Fake news. Very dishonest. But you watch Comey, and you watch the way he lies. And then he's got the memos. I wonder when he wrote the memos, right? Then he's got the memos, and he puts them up. Watch the way he lies. It's the most incredible thing. Do you remember John Lovitz? Do you remember? The liar. Well, Comey's worse. Comey's a liar and a leaker. You know, I did you a great favor when I fired this guy. I tell you, I did you a great favor. Because when you look at what was going on at the top of the FBI, it is a disgrace, and everybody in this room understands it. The lovers, the two lovers, right? Lisa and Strzok. Lisa and Peter, the two lovers, what they said, what was going on. Look at how many of those top officials were fired or removed, and they should be out of here. And what about the guy that took $700,000 for his wife's campaign? Nobody even talks about it. Nobody even talks about it. I'll tell you what, I've been talking about it for a long time. And if our Justice Department was doing the right thing, they'd be a lot tougher right now on those people, because there's tremendous crime and corruption on the other side. We need to drain the swamp. We need to vote against guys like John Tester that can destroy a man with innuendo. And we have to be very careful with the press, because they do the same damn thing.
That's the president. That's the president. Saturday night, Washington, Michigan. And I got to in 3 minutes and 45 seconds, he covered just about everything. I thought it was tremendous. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of Real Water. With Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real Water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and at participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. Real Water home delivery. It's available right now. Wayne Allen Root is a customer. I am a customer. We're both saving tons of dough, and we get Real Water delivered right to our front door. What could be better than that? Check it out right now. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. That's RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. Yeah. So the president covered, I thought it was great. And I hope as we get closer to November that the president goes back into campaign mode. I can remember, and many of you probably remember, the rally that I emceed at the Venetian. Boy, it was tremendous. It was phenomenal. And we had like 8,000 or 9,000. They knocked out all the walls in their convention center. All of them. And they got about 8,000 to 9,000 people in there. And for as far as the eye could see, all the way to the back of the building, it was just people. But the president And I can remember thousands of you chanting, lock her up, lock her up. Next time they start talking about James Comey, they got to start talking about lock him up, lock him up. But I must tell you, and by the way, coming up, another edition of Nevada Voices. That'll be coming up in just a second. You know, one of the things that's important is that James Comey, it looks like he's lying. And it looks like he lied to Congress. And last time I checked, that is a federal offense.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Scott Hammond, candidate for Congress in Congressional District 3. I think conservatives in this district deserve to have a champion, someone who doesn't just talk about being conservative, but has lived it in every aspect of their life. I am proud to be that candidate in the Republican primary for the 3rd District. I wrote and sponsored education savings accounts here in Nevada. I sponsored a constitutional amendment to protect Second Amendment rights, and I will always stand up for our families, whether it's safe streets, better schools, or creating high-paying, high-quality jobs for working families. When you vote in the Republican primary for Congress, remember, there is only one real conservative in this race. We've tried taking professional politicians at their word. Now let's try taking someone at their record. Real conservative, real results, a winner for a change. I'm Scott Hammond, and I would appreciate your vote. If you'd like to know more, please visit HammondForCongress.us. That's HammondForCongress.us. Paid for and approved by Hammond for Congress.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Okay. One of the things we're going to do in our next hour, you've been seeing these protests all across the country. Teachers coming together, demanding more spending on education. And even here in the Clark County School District, you've had members of the school board of trustees, talking about that very thing. Supposedly, when we passed the commerce tax, remember that? The largest tax increase in the history of our state. A lot of people were talking about, of the $1.5 billion, $600 million was earmarked for our schools. It was for the kids. And now what we're finding is there may have been some sleight of hand with the legislature. And that while all that money may be going to education, what they did is they simply took out regular spending for education and replaced it with commerce tax money. Is that really what they did? Would they have tried that kind of a sleight of hand, trying to fool the general public? And now, members of the school board and the teachers' unions, you know what they're talking about? They're talking about a special session. And now, if you read Victor Jake's column over the weekend, apparently that is a threat that the governor takes very seriously. He's saying, you organize some sort of a special session, and I'll pass a bill that makes your job as a trustee an appointed one, not an elected one. Ooh, it's getting ugly out there, folks. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Kevin Child, Board of Trustees member. He'll join us next, live and local, now.
This is David Gibbs, 25-year Air Force veteran and Republican candidate for Congress in District 4. This election is about you. It's about your pocketbook, putting food on your table and a roof over your and your children's heads. It's about removing barriers so that you can save for your retirement and for your children's education. As your congressman, I will decide every vote I make based on these guiding principles. How does it affect you? What does it mean for Nevada's families? My name is David Gibbs, and I ask for your vote on June 12th. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop,
real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.